Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram, and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. This is my overview for the waxing cycle, where the moon is growing from new to full for the month of October. And this is Libra season. We've had the equinox, the beginning of fall in the northern hemisphere, and a time when we typically think about harmony and beauty and balance, as the sun and several personal planets move through the sign of Libra. Even as we are in Libra season this year, we are already feeling the intensity of the Scorpio season to come. The presence of Pluto is strong in the sky right now, the modern ruler of Scorpio. Mars is doing some interesting things. And when the moon moves into Scorpio, she also is giving us a heads up that yes, we're in the season of cardinal air, of beautiful words, of lively ideas, of debates that happen in an inclusive and balanced and charming way, where people are diplomatic and want to learn and listen to each other. And already, we are feeling that undercurrent, that undertow, that awareness within ourselves and sometimes and growing in our relationships of how we need to pay attention to what is not said, to what is expressed in other more careful, more quiet ways. We've already begun. We are launched into this waxing cycle. We started officially with the crescent moon on the 1st of October. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, that crescent moon was in the sign of Scorpio and is one of the ways that we know that we're heading into some shadowy, deep territory. We have that sense of the edge between dark and light because the light of the moon is only coming into the sky and the rest of the moon's disk remains dark. Scorpio can see in the dark, though. And so, likely, as you began your waxing cycle, as you were seeing the first inklings, the first glimmers that your new moon intentions or wishes or plans were starting to come into the light, you likely saw some things that you were going to need to attend to. Perhaps things that had not quite been resolved in the previous waning cycle. For that's what we often see at the crescent moon. We can feel, in Dane Rudyard's term, haunted by unresolved things from the past. Now, today, October 3rd, just after noon, actually about 12:45 in my Eastern Daylight Time Zone, we entered the waxing sextile. And now the moon's in Sagittarius, and this is a good day. There's lots of lucky things happening today. So my hope for you is that today, with the sextile, the flowing, energized connection between the sun and moon, that whatever that unresolved piece was, whatever you were haunted by just a few days ago at the crescent, you now see your way to resolving. We've got some lovely things happening with Venus today. She is conjunct the fixed star Spica, which is one of the few fixed stars that is all good. So often the stars are a mixture, like, okay, you can have this victory or maybe total defeat, but not with Spica. Spica is benevolent, generous, brings good things, good luck, which in connection with Venus is really great, especially when Venus is in her own sign of Libra, where she is strong, beautiful, harmonious, and balanced. We also have a moon conjunction with Jupiter, both in Sagittarius, lovely place for Jupiter and the moon to be together. So there are difficult things in the sky, and you may be feeling these in a very personal way in your chart and in your life. But even if that's the case for you, today may feel like a breath of fresh air, an opening of possibility, a bit of good luck, some good news to be going ahead with. Tomorrow, October 4th, Mars will enter Libra. This is not his most favorite place because he rules Aries, the opposite sign to Libra. So he is in fall here. He is challenged when he is expected to be diplomatic and charming when all he really wants to do is get the stuff done. But he's there, adding to the Libra vibe. On Saturday, the 5th, we reach the first quarter moon. This moon is in Capricorn, and I am naming this first quarter heavy ground. As soon as you see the chart, which you will in just tomorrow, I'll be posting it, you will see exactly what I mean, because the moon at this first quarter square is at 14 Capricorn, I'm sorry, 13, which means she is leaning in to the entire Capricorn group, South Node, Saturn, Pluto, getting ready to conjunct those, even as the sun, a little bit later, is going to square each. So this first quarter square is really a T-square, because of course we also have the North Node in the sign of Cancer. So the sun squares the nodes, squares the moon, squares Saturn, squares Pluto, This is tough stuff. The first quarter square is a pivot point. We see what our goal, what our wish, what our plan can really look like. And we also see what's in the way. And it's going to look like some pretty rough territory. At the same time, a Capricorn moon is determined, and she's going to continue through working with each of those planets in conjunction until she gets out on the other side. So, yes, we're going to need all of our Libra mad skills to find balance and harmony, but the choices we make are going to be important for being able to move ahead. On the 7th, Mercury is opposite Uranus. Mercury newly in Scorpio, seeing in the dark, learning all the secret things, opposing Uranus and Taurus, who just says, hey, change is good, let's change. With Mercury in opposition, we may get some information, some insight into what's really going on, what's really behind some things. We reach the waxing trine with the moon in Aquarius, moon-sun trine. And here, with this Aquarius moon, we get some perspective. The moon has made it through that Capricorn territory and is now in a place where she can flow energy and information and support to the Libra sun. So we've covered the rough ground. We've seen what we need to do. And now with the moon in Aquarius, we can get some big picture ideas. When we reach the gibbous moon the next day, that moon will be in Pisces. This is a time for inner vision because the moon is going to be doing some interesting things. At the chart for this gibbous moon, and the gibbous moon, this is a sesquiquadrate. This is a square and a half between the moon and the sun. So, a challenging and edgy aspect. We are asked to make a final commitment to do what we need to do to reach our full moon goal. The moon is at the first degree of Pisces and is sending a flowing close trine to Venus in the first degree of Scorpio. So yes, there's a bit of edge there, heading back toward the sun in mid-Libra, but there's a flowing trine to Venus, who, now in Scorpio, rules that Libra sun. So some edge, some insight, inner vision. We're looking within to see what's going on, what we need to learn, what we need to grasp, what we need to head toward. These are all good because the full moon in Aries that arrives just a few days later is going to be a bit of a corker. Moon in Aries, sun in Libra, tight square from Pluto. So whatever our illumination, whatever our change, our realization, our achievement, that full moon is going to be informed by, colored by, changed and transformed by the strong presence of Pluto. I will be writing and podcasting more about that full moon in detail when we get a little closer, but do take advantage of every opportunity that comes your way to do the inner work, do the scorpionic digging and perceiving, use that Pisces vibe to get in touch with your own spiritual grounding and what you're looking for and where your personal growth points are. Because all of that is going to be really important and in the spotlight when we reach the full moon in Aries. We've got some tough days ahead of us, and we're in a lucky one right now, and it's all to aid our learning, our growth, our reaching for the stars. So pay attention to your needs. Help out the ones you care about and even the ones you don't. And I will talk to you again about the full moon. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a fruitful and insightful waxing moon phase already underway. As always, thank you for listening. And thank you for all the positive comments about this new addition to my podcast, giving these overviews for the waxing and waning moons. I appreciate your input. I appreciate your support. Thank you.